Okay, first we start with a Mazel Tov again to Eli Portel and his engagement, his recent engagement. We're so excited and so happy for you. And you should be zocha to build a bayis neman be Yisrael and all the good things, all the brachos. And I guess lekavod the simcha. We'll do a 10-minute halacha shir today. Our learning should be lekavod that simcha. So the topic I wanted to discuss today came up last week. It comes up all the time, and that is that there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that derives from the Gemara in Maseches Megillah that when a person leans from the Torah, v'tzarech likros mu'umad, one is supposed to lean standing up. So the question becomes, what if a person is either elderly and unable to stand, or a person has difficulty standing, or a person has a spinal cord injury, or whatever it might be, where they're unable to stand? Can they get an aliyah? Can they lean from the Torah? Is there some sort of limitation? You know, you have a similar question when it comes to blind people. Can a blind person get an aliyah or lean from the Torah? And maybe we should have that as a separate time in Halach Shir. It's also an interesting topic. That's Machlokas Mechaber Ramah. Whether they can or cannot. So what is this din of Tzarech Likros Mu'umad, and how does it play out? So the Gemara Maseches Megillah tells us, the Mishnah Maseches Megillah and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that Korei Es HaMegillah Omed V'Yoshev. A person could read the Megillah even sitting down. Either way, it's fine. If you want to stand, you can stand. If you want to sit, you can sit. So the Gemara says, Masha Einkein B'Torah. But that's not true when it comes to reading from the Torah. And Rashi says, because you ain't Korei B'Torah B'Tzibur Miyushav, that you're not supposed to read from the Torah in the Tzibur, in public, in the Shul, Miyushav. Why not? So the Gemara doesn't explain why not exactly. But one does not read from the Torah miyushav in shul. Now nowadays, when one gets an aliyah, that is the same as korei batorah, because it used to be that the one who would get the aliyah would also be korei. Nowadays we get the aliyah and we have someone read on our behalf, and we're just sort of reading along with them as they get the aliyah. So is this an issue in terms of people who are unable to stand for an aliyah l'torah? So I was just I was amazed by the topic because I thought there would be more literature on it. Meaning this shaila has been around for many, many years. For as long as there's been a Torah, this shaila has been around. So why is it that we don't find? I don't have a good answer as to why. Maybe I just didn't find. Maybe there is a lot of literature on it, but I didn't find much written on the topic. The only two sources I actually found on the topic were Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef quotes from Rav Avadia, and the Tshuvas Beis Avi. Tshuvas Beis Avi is Rabbi Libus, who was a rabbi in the Bronx, I believe, and then Rabbi Friedman told me he knew him, and he wrote several volumes of Tshuvas Beis Avi. So in Chelek Dalid Simin Nun Zayin, he has a tshuva on this topic. So Rav Avadia Yosef in Yalkut Yosef is quoted as saying that of Shliach Tzibur who knows how to read Torah, how to lane beautifully, but he's unable to stand. So Humarutak Lekise Galgalim, he's in a wheelchair. If others can stand him up and he can lean on the bima, that would be okay, and he could be the shliach tzibur b'kari b'torah. Otherwise, no. If he can't support himself, then he should not be a shliach tzibur to be kari b'torah. And that's all he says. He just says that's because after all, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph that one has to be kari mu'umad. So he just takes it at face value, and that's it. However, in the Tshuvas Beis Avi, he was asked about a bar mitzvah boy. Now, the bar mitzvah boy was someone who was a bar mitzvah boy who was in a wheelchair, and he wanted to know if he can lane for his bar mitzvah and he can get an aliyah for his bar mitzvah like every other bar mitzvah boy has. So he starts off by saying that, we have this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam paskins it in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tefillah. Shulchan Aruch paskins it in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. And the Ola is the same as the Korei nowadays. So Lech Orad should be a problem. So what are the Heterim? So he says five Snifim Lahakel. What are the five Snifim Lahakel? Number one, he says, What's the problem of being Kore Miyushav? So he says it could be the problem of being Kore Miyushav is that it's a disrespect to the Torah, that you're showing that it doesn't mean enough to you to pull yourself together, to do the best, to show respect for the Torah. But if you're doing the best you can, then memela, it's not a disrespect to the Torah. Meaning if the way you're positioning yourself is the best way you ever could position yourself, so for a person, let's say, to slouch or to... But if you're not doing the best you can, so then you're not showing respect to the Torah. That's the din of Kore Me'umad. Not a din that there's a particular posture that must be assumed when reading from the Torah. So that's one sniff lakali says. Second sniff lakali says, the Tshuvas Achronim, he quotes Tshuvas Achronim, doesn't say where, that if the Tzibur has Shnei Korim, one of them knows how to lane perfectly, but he's too weak to stand, and the other guy doesn't know how to lane so well, but he's able to stand, it's better to take the Zakein, even though he's not going to be able to stand. Meaning what you see from there is that b'shas hadchak k'diavadami, since Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simkuf Mem Aleph, that b'diavad, if the Kore, if the Bal Kore was sitting, everyone's Yotzei, it's perfectly fine to be Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. The rule is shas hadchak k'diavadami, that whenever something is a shas hadchak, whatever is normally b'diavad becomes l'chadchila b'shas hadchak. So if the best Bal Kore available is unable to stand, so then you have that becomes a shas hadchak memela, what's normally b'diavad becomes a lechadchila. Now for that sniff lakel to work, it would only work if you can actually say that it's in fact a shas hadchak. But if there are other Bali Kriya or other people to be Ola, then it would be difficult to say it's Shas HaChag. Now, in Rav Libus's case, the case was a Bar Mitzvah boy. So for a Bar Mitzvah boy to feel that he's getting an Aliyah and that it's a very important moment in the life of a young man, so that would certainly qualify, Rav Libus says, as a Shas HaChag. Third sniff, that's the second sniff lakel. There aren't five. There are only four. The third sniff lakel, he says, is chas v'sholm shlo ledakeis ruach hanaru umlo v'yuchal alus Torah k'kol nari b'nei Yisrael. He says a little bit of the mechaveru over here to make the kid feel bad that he's not going to be able to get an aliyah. That chas v'sholom, that we would ever do such a thing. To withhold an aliyah. So what he's trying to say over there is that there are certain halachos that you just sort of take down the middle, that you go with an approach and you just try to, honest to goodness, wherever it takes me, and we're going to go wherever it takes me, and there's no bias whatsoever. And then there's certain halachos where there's a certain sorech to have a little bit of a bias, that if there's a way to justify it, that a little bit of bias is welcome and is okay. And he says over here, the sensitivities of the person should create enough of a bias that we should, that we have to gear the psak in a certain direction. And then he says, the final sniff halachal, Magen Avraham writes in some Resh Pei Beis that he writes that the Nar Bar Mitzvah is a chiyuv to be Olu Torah on his Bar Mitzvah. So if he's a chiyuv, so maybe that would make him not equal with everybody else. Meaning if everybody is equal in the shul, so then maybe an echinami, call up someone else before, why would you call him, call someone else. But if they're not all equal, he's a chiyuv, so then maybe there's more of a reason to say that he should get the aliyah, even though he's not going to assume a standing position while he gets the aliyah. And then Rav Libus goes on to discuss that the reason that for Amida B'Kriyas HaTorah could be understood in two ways. He says the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Gimel says Tama Amida B'Kriyas HaTorah Dialfin Mikra Deva'ata Po Amodi Madi Kaviyachol Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Amida. It's saying that Hashem is standing, so we should stand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we read from the Torah. However, he says B'Yerushalmi Megillah Isa Trei Taima, that there are two reasons, one for Kavod HaTorah and the second for Kavod HaTzibur. So if he's Korei Bein Olav Ein Atzmo, he's allowed to sit Shalo Yisatzel. L'shitas HaBavli, you have to say that B'Rabim Mitzrichu L'amud v'lo b'yachid. The barabim of a dugmas kabbalas haTorah b'Sinai v'zelo shayich b'yachid. Meaning, he says it would turn out that it would be another nafkamino. Let's say you're reading from a sefer Torah, but it's not barabim. So if it's all about modi madi, they should stand with me. Well, that's only when it's kriyas haTorah b'tzibur. If it's a din in the kavodah Torah, so then it should be whenever you're reading from a sefer Torah, regardless of whether it's b'yachid or b'tzibur. So lemaskana. So it would turn out that if let's say you're in a nursing home where no one is able to stand, so kavodah tzibur, you can say kavodah tzibur, you have to stand. Hard to imagine that's called kavodah tzibur. But kavodah Torah, maybe you could say would still apply. And obviously, if there's no one else available, then it would be shasar chakadiyavadami. L'maskana demilsa, Rav Libus concludes the tshuva. L'dina al yerach levavo. V'yochel lalos l'torah levarich afil l'shivakruim, ki mechuyav kamo kol adam. He's mechuyav to get an aliyah, and therefore he should get the aliyah b'pratcha inu korei rak ola, especially since he's not really korei b'torah, he's only being ola. So up until the last few lines of the tshuva, everything that he says seems to be a very good explanation why a bar mitzvah boy, or maybe an afrov, you know, someone who's a chiyuv, where it's a shasat chak, kidiyavet, whatever. So, but it sounds more of a bidiyavet kind of situation. And then at the end of the tshuva, he says, Yadati mikama gedolei ador, shala'isik nosam lo yochlu lamar al ragla, mikol makom alu latorah. He says, I know many gedolei ador that did this in their advanced stage. They couldn't stand anymore. They always got aliyos. Vishamati od midor sha'avar. And also I heard in the previous generation, shechem ha'gedolim shayu bebeis ha'cholim lo aleinu. There was one of the gedolim was in the hospital. Ve'yivilo sefer Torah v'kar ba'atzma kriya al mitasa. And he was in a hospital bed. And they brought a sefer Torah. They made a minyan. And he read from the Torah and he got an aliyah. Al mitasa. Al pi psakva shal gadol ador she'chriya came. Based on the psak of gadol ador. Now the only annoying part about, I mean, I don't know if the annoying is the right word to use, about this tshuva is that he keeps quoting Gedolei Adar, Gadol Adar. It would be so much better if, like, we had names. You know, he would say, this is how this one paskin, this is how that one paskin. He's just quoting Gadol Adar, Gadol Adar. But I think what he's trying to say is that this was always the minhag. That, yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Karan Mu'umad. So Pashas says the minhag always was, that someone who's able to be Mu'umad should be Mu'umad, and someone who's not able to be Mu'umad is not Mu'umad. So from what I've seen, at least, and Ellie, tell me if I'm wrong, from what I've seen, the minhag is that people get aliyos if they're... So even though it doesn't seem that way from the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, and I don't know, maybe by Sfardim it's different, because Rav Avadia Yosef paskined not that way. Rav Avadia doesn't seem to have any exceptions. In Yalkut Yosef, he quotes from a tshuva in the Ksav Yad. Usually most of those tshuvas have been printed already, but I didn't see where it was printed or if it was printed yet, but he quotes it from a tshuva in the Ksav Yad. So that seems to be the basic of it. Okay.